59. Lydia.
You'll be all right, she said, smoothing the hair back out of the soldier's eyes, giving him a comforting smile. A few days of rest and you'll be back on your feet.
Thank you, Marked One, he whispered, catching her hand. They say Egeria gave your horse wings to reach us when you did.
Call me Lydia, she said for what felt like the 100th time. And no wings, only a streak of recklessness that I pray won't rear its head again anytime soon. Smiling, she extracted her hand from his grip and moved on to the next patient, who'd been struck with several arrows, the bleeding having been checked, but much of the damage remaining. Exhaustion hung over her like a pall, but it was better to be here, doing some good, than weeping into a pillow. Sleep was an impossibility. Goosebumps rose to her skin, and a heartbeat later, Killian said from behind her,
We need to talk.
He'd found a shirt somewhere, but it was untucked and the sleeves rolled up to bare his forearms. She opened her mouth to argue that she was in the middle of something, but the expression on his face had her instead gesturing to one of the women who helped tend the wounded. I'll be back shortly. Killian led her through the maze of buildings making up the camp, then out a side gate, where she found Sonia and Finn waiting. The former smiled at the sight of her, stepping forward to hug Lydia tightly.
It's good to see you, friend.
And you.
But there was no time for further conversation, Killian having continued onward toward the shadow of the bluff, a grim-faced Finn following on his heels. Only when they were well away from the camp did he stop.
Tell them what you told me.
Lydia swiftly explained, avoiding Killian's gaze as she did, the coldness of his expression making her feel sick.
Malahai tried to fix the blight,
he said when she finished explaining her belief that a tender might be able to reverse the path of the blight.
She couldn't do it.
That doesn't mean it can't be done, Lydia said. Blight poisoning can't be cured by a healer in the manner we'd use to repair damage from injury or sickness. I had to draw the blight out, like a poison, into myself. If I explained it to her, it might be that Malahai could do the same for the land. Everyone was silent. Then Finn spoke for the first time.
We need to get Malahai back.
Not we.
Killian answered.
Me. You three will go to Sirlania to join Dorina.
You can't go alone, Sonia snapped. This is the sort of cursed foolishness that always gets you in trouble, Killian.
The area around the wall is rife with blight, and you and Finn are liable to be infected.
He crossed his arms.
As it is, you'll only slow me down.
The last he directed at Lydia, and she couldn't help flinching. But she hadn't come this far to abandon her cause over hurtful words. I'm coming. The blight won't make me sick, and as it is, I understand it better than anyone.
No, I don't want you along.
There was so much anger in his eyes, and it was her own doing. If she'd only told him straight away why she was here, none of this would have come to pass. But instead, she'd only thought of herself. If they've hurt her, you'll need me. If you get hurt yourself, you'll need me.
I'll manage.
Turning to Finn and Sonia, he said,
The last thing we need is word that I'm going after Malahai to reach the ears of the blighters and them warning Rufina. So instead, I'm going to lie and say that those of the Royal Army here with us are ordered to march to Sirlania. You three will march with them under the pretense that I intend to follow. By the time Rufina figures out that I'm not with you, I'll have a good head start.
Whether the deception would work or not, Lydia wasn't certain. The Corruptor was a god, and therefore should be able to see all. And yet, that hadn't seemed the case when she and Dorina had been trying to flee the city. She opened her mouth at the same time as Finn, but Killian cut both of them off with,
Retrieving Malahai or any of the tenders is a shot in the dark, Finn. They could already be dead, so it's foolish to risk any lives unnecessarily when High Lady Falorn needs everything Mutamora has to fight the Blighter army. You wanted a chance to fight? Well, here it is.
I'm your squire. I'm supposed to stay with you.
Lydia's heart broke at Finn's tone, the pieces fracturing further when she saw Killian wasn't immune, his expression softening.
You are my squire, which is why I need you to join Dorina and fight for her in my stead.
Finn's jaw worked back and forth, but he nodded. Killian gripped his shoulder.
Meet me back at camp. I've something to give you before I go.
Seeming to sense that any further protest would be for nothing, Sonya tugged on Finn's arm, leading him back to camp, leaving Killian and Lydia alone together.
You're a distraction for me,
he said, looking anywhere but at her.
And the consequences of that outweigh whatever benefit you bring to the table. Dorina needs all the marked healers she can get, which means with her you can do some good. And as I said before, you'll only slow me down.
Her chest felt hollow, as though his words had carved out her insides and left nothing behind but hurt. Raising an army to fight the Blighters might slow them down, but it won't stop them. Not when the Blight will just keep infecting more and more people. She blinked back the tears that threatened to spill down her face. We have to rid the land of the Blight to win this battle, and I believe Malahai is key to doing that. This is my home, and I'll do whatever it takes to save it.
This is not your home.
His voice was cutting.
Your home is Celandor, Lydia.
It was where she'd been raised, yes. But Mutamora was her home now. And she believed with all of her heart that the gods had brought her here to help save it.
This is where I belong. This is my fight. And if you don't take me with you, I'll go alone rather than see your pride be the doom of Mutamora.
He flinched, but snapped.
Pride has nothing to do with it.
What happened between us was a mistake, Killian, she said,
wishing to the depths of her soul that it was otherwise.
And it won't happen again.
Neither of them spoke, the tension making her feel sick.
Fine,
Killian finally snapped.
Be ready to leave an hour before dawn.
Then without another word, he strode back to the camp. She spent a good portion of the rest of the day in the healing tents, the endless work a blessed distraction. But just as it was starting to get dark, Sonya appeared.
Hungry?
The young woman asked. Lydia had no appetite, but knew she needed to eat, so she nodded, washing her hands and then following Sonya out of the tent. They joined a queue of waiting soldiers, accepting plates heaped with fresh bread, grilled meat, and steaming vegetables, along with cups of foaming ale.
Why didn't you go with the rest of Malahai's guard to work for the High Lady?
She asked once they'd found a spot to sit and eat, the fading sun still warm.
Didn't feel right to leave him.
Sonya took a bite of bread, chewing thoughtfully.
Killian won a great victory. But between Malahai's presumed death and your departure with Quindor, he felt far from victorious. It might have been endurable if Serek had allowed him to continue working to push out the Corruptor's influence, but he sent him here.
She gestured at the buildings,
to guard what is, for all intents and purposes, Serek's treasury.
Lydia swallowed a mouthful of meat. It seems to need guarding.
Cast that blame at the feet of the Rowanes family.
At Lydia's frown, Sonya explained all that had happened while they'd been at the border, including Rhea's secret attacks on the Anuk.
Though knowing what we know now,
her friend added,
I think Rufina was behind the decision to send Killian here.
They ate in silence for a long time. Then Sonya set aside her plate.
He's not the same as when you last saw him, Lydia. He's angry. Always, always angry. Quick to temper and slow to laugh.
The food she was eating soured, and Lydia set aside her own plate. That's not him.
It is now. He was merciless with the Anuk when he believed they were attacking unprovoked, and learning the truth pushed him to the brink. He was sick with guilt before we learned Malahai has been Rufina's prisoner. Now, it's 100 times worse. It's not you he's angry with. It's himself.
Sonia's words made sense. And yet every time she blinked, Lydia saw the anger in his eyes when he looked at her. The coldness. And she couldn't help but think that Killian at least partially blamed her for all that had befallen Malahai. Standing, Sonia motioned for Lydia to follow. They discarded their plates back at the mess. Then Sonia took her to the rear of the fortress, where she quickly picked up the metallic clang of sword striking sword. Holding up a finger to her lips, Sonia whispered,
"Better if they don't see us."
Then she moved behind a series of weapons racks and took a seat on the ground. Lydia sat next to her, peering through the rows of pikes and swords. Killian and Finn were sparring at the center of the training yard, both dripping sweat from heat and exertion. Though he'd likely never held a weapon before becoming Killian's squire, Finn was already far more adept than Lydia was, his nimble feet serving him well as he danced back and forth.
"You have to hold your ground at some point," Killian said, pressing Finn backward. "If I'd known you only intended to use it as a dance partner, I'd have spent less on that sword." "I'm wearing you down, old man. As soon as you start to pant, I'll strike."
Killian laughed, the first genuine smile she'd seen rising to his lips, and Lydia's eyes stung. Then Finn darted forward in an attack, weapons clashing violently, Finn's expression intent and Killian's devoid of the frustration he'd worn when teaching her. He parried the boy's rapid slashes, then in one quick motion jabbed at Finn, sword point stopping just shy of his shirt.
"Ow!"
Finn cried, falling to the ground and rolling around.
"I'm dead! I'm dying!"
"The dying comes before the dead."
Killian reached down to grab Finn's arm and hauled him to his feet.
"And you lowered your guard again. Watch."
Lydia sat silently next to Sonia, watching as Killian showed Finn his error before they began anew. No yelling, no swearing, no weapons tossed aside in irritation. "This," she said softly, "is not what it was like when he taught me. He's far nicer to Finn." Sonia made a soft noise, nodding slowly.
"For all he claims that he can't teach, Killian is remarkably able to become the teacher each student needs."
She turned her head back to watching the pair spar, and then she said,
"I like to watch them together. It reminds me that beneath the anger, he's still in there."
Then she reached out and took Lydia's hand, squeezing it hard.
"You're not just going to Darren to rescue Malahai. You need to bring back Killian, too."